I know that for the mere reason that you purchased this CD set, you may be in real need of health and healing. And I'm aware of that. I'm aware that you may have a condition that you really have to put a lot of thought and energy into the healing process. And when you heard of the Civil Mind Body Healing course, you thought, gee, maybe this can help me to start getting healthy again. And I want this course to be that for you. I want this course to contain the kind of information that you need to make healing happen in your life and live an experience. And because of that, I'm going to offer you a technique that I know can start the healing process. We're going to skip a lot of steps by me giving you this technique at this point in time, early on in the CD set. And not all of your questions are going to be answered at this point in time, obviously. But as you apply the technique, apply it with all of your heart and soul, with a real desire to want to get healthy again, with the intention of getting healthy, with a lot of emotion of wanting to experience real health, true health and healing, I'll guide you along the way. And there may be things that you don't quite understand yet, how or why the technique works towards improving your health. But do it anyway. Do it anyway, because as you go through every CD, as we move forward in healing our belief structures and managing our stress effectively and healing our emotions and our spirit and our mind, and then more tools to be applied to healing the body, you will see and you will discover how everything that you're going to hear from here on forward fits in to this one technique. But I really want you to start now, and you can. So I'll share with you the Hall of Ewing technique with elements in there that you need to have for greater success in achieving your outcome of health. Greg Braden, in the book The Isaiah Effect, writes that the fundamental belief in many of the ancient philosophies is that we are already healed, that within each moment of our time in this world, we make choices, either affirming or denying the life that already exists in our bodies. So I really want you to come into this program understanding that you as a being are healthy and whole and complete, that there are things that happen to us in our living experience that chip away from that health in our emotions, in our spirit, in our mind, and in our body. But in essence, we are already whole and complete. Some of the masters of old viewed the expressions of illness as powerful illusions stemming from choices and actions made by the individual, rather than looking to external causes. We cannot be pointing the finger at everything and everyone around us saying, it's because of that that I'm sick. It's because of. We can't do that, because every time you point that finger, you have three fingers pointing right back at you. It's our choices, our actions that finally build up to what is the expression of our physical reality, the expression of our physical health. And it's not always a conscious choice or action. Often it's an unconscious choice and action. And that's something else that we want to add into our living experience, is consciousness. I know I'm throwing a lot of information at you starting from the very beginning, but I just want this information to start aligning itself deep within you, because it will all fall into place as you listen to the next CD and the one following and the one following that. Our souls are already healed and seek to express that state through our bodies, accepting our healing through our own beliefs and forgiveness. Our healing is mirrored through expression in this world through our bodies. Our bodies are truly the indicators of the quality of our choices. And often, if you think about it, many times the choices that we make and the actions that we take, we sometimes look back and say, why did I do that? Why did I make that choice? And we suffer sometimes either guilt and or the pain of making wrong choices and decisions, of having hurt ourselves or others. And all these things, all these emotional factors begin to chip away from our health, because it affects our immune system. It affects the way we feel about ourselves inside. It affects the way our spirit is connected to God. It affects the way we think about ourselves, and our thoughts have power over our bodies. It affects everything we do. And it's a really great time to start thinking of the connection that we have between spirit, mind, body, emotions, and intuition, because intuition helps guide us in making wise choices and decisions. Every single part of us is interrelated. And what we are aspiring to is a harmony of health. And you will see in the Hall of Viewing Technique how everything plays a role in the outcome that we desire to manifest. That's what it takes. It takes a lot of desire. It takes a lot of belief in yourself, in your ability that you can make it happen, in your belief that others have healed from the very condition that you may be experiencing right now. Millions have survived. Millions have healed. Millions are experiencing their bodies as whole and complete, as healthy in every way. And you need to remember that. You need to expect these outcomes to manifest. And not only do you need to desire, believe, and expect these things to happen, and we'll talk all about this later, I promise you that, but you also need to go at it with a deep-rooted intention of making it happen. And with the emotions that are going to move energy into manifestation as you desire it to be. All I ask of you at this point in time is to keep an open mind, because you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Keep an open mind to the exercise that we're going to go through, and I'll explain it before we do it. Keep an open mind to the information that you're going to hear, because it can truly make a difference in your life for the better.